Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
You have to go through those dark times and then get through it because that's what gives you credibility. And the second I want to say is this, and this is really deep, but I often say this to people at the risk of them being triggered. Look, if you have kids, right, or somebody that really looks up to you and you're telling them that they could do anything they want in this world, they could be whoever they want to be, they can accomplish anything, but then you're not doing that. At first, they're going to look at you, right, and say, well, wait a minute, mom. You're telling me I could do anything, but you're unfulfilled and you're not chasing your dreams. How can I, or why should I? So I love the vulnerability that you just shared. And it's like, you realize that you may not have been setting the best example. You didn't want them to really get to know that version of you. But now look, now what can they say? You really went for it. You're making a massive impact. I know you're just getting warmed up. For anybody listening out there, like, we're all meant for more. If you're going to tell people that they can do it, they're going to look at you first. So you better make sure that you're chasing your dreams or going after or fulfilling your assignment 100%.
Right, because you couldn't speak. And thank you for acknowledging what I've gone through. I appreciate
Hell
that.
Yeah.
You can't really speak to people in an authentic voice unless you've gone through something yourself. Or you put, you know, we could never walk in anybody else's shoes. Well, maybe we have. And when I do get criticized by other people, judged by other people for walking, doing my walk on social media.
The best way on social media, by the way.
Thank you. I'm like, you know what? Walk a mile in my shoes and then understand why this powerful walk that I do means so much to me. And it was when I started competing in fitness shows that I was trying to be somebody else until my coach said to me, Harrison, just freaking walk the way you want to walk. It's your walk. Just create your own freaking walk. And I was scared. I'm like, I don't know what my walk is. So that's why that walk means so much to me. Was there that turning point for you besides being in that maybe darker place that went, oh, wait a minute, this is it. This is, I know I want to serve people. I know I have this heart, but what was maybe something very specific that triggered that thought to you?
I just, like you talk about legacy, right? And from studying NLP and personal development, I always remember this eulogy exercise where it's like, if this was it for you, let's just say hypothetically 2 weeks from now, and everyone was at your funeral that was close to you, what would they say? Right? Like, yeah, you may have made some good friendships and made some impacts, but how big of an impact, right? Like, did you really leave a legacy? And I had to be real honest with myself in the beginning of the pandemic. And the answer was not really, no. And so when I thought of CLS, I was like, look, this sounds challenging. I believe it or not, I'm pretty shy. I'm an introvert. At the time, I had 300 Instagram followers. And I just said, I got to put myself out there. I got to be 100% authentic and vulnerable and myself. And I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea or glass of whiskey. And that's okay. But one thing that I have to absolutely commit to is showing up as my true authentic self, really for the first time in my life.
It's scary.
It is scary, but it's also powerful, right? Because now it's like, you got nothing on me. This is me. Take it or leave it. And if you don't like it, that's okay. Right. But I'm going to show up as me. I got nothing to hide. And so the scary really quickly turned into exciting with a different perspective. And I rolled with that. And obviously you want to have some sort of privacy, but for the most part, this is me for the rest of my life.
So what was your first pod? What was your first Instagram post about? What did you think it was going to be about? And has it changed?
Yeah. And also, like, I have an expression, if you're not embarrassed with who you were a year ago, you're not growing, right? So like, if you go back to my-
So true, so true. I look back, yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah, because you're trying things, right? You're putting yourself out there. My first Instagram video, I remember very specifically. It was a little bit of a velty of me talking. It's hilarious now that I'm thinking about it. It says, hi, my name is Craig Siegel. Welcome to Cultivate Lasting Symphony, or CLS, playing my initials. this is what I've been up to, and this is what I'm going to start doing. I'd love for you to come along with the ride. And I basically introduced myself in the company, and it was me sitting on my couch, right? And I was on like a nice, cute little button down, and I just spoke for about 2 minutes. And I posted it on Instagram, and then I made a Facebook group, and I started inviting people in there. And I just said, look, this is a little goofy, but it is what it is. I needed to do something instead of just start posting content, because everyone would be like, "What? I don't get it. What is Craig doing?" So I wanted to establish that I'm going to step into this arena so you understand what's going on. And it's not for everybody, but we'll see. You can go back and find it. I believe it was July 2020. Probably just about 2 years ago. And then I hit the ground running it, and I started to really buy into the process and have a lot of fun with it. But just to be clear, going back and watching the video now, it is embarrassing. But again, that's just such a sign of growth, right? So putting yourself out there, trying new things. And of course, we get better, more seasoned as we go along.
And we get a little bit clearer on what our point is, that because as you said, you're evolving and you're learning and you're finding mentors, you're finding people that jive with the message you want to get out more clearly.
Sure. Yep.
So who are some of your mentors? Who are some of the people you look up to when you started this business two and a half years ago?
Yeah. So people that I looked up to in this space that I resonated with, obviously everyone knows Tony Robbins, the Godfather. Right. But I really looked at people like Ed Milet, John Gordon, John Assaroff from The Secret. And the funny part is these are all some of my closest friends now, probably a manifestation of some sorts. But ultimately, those are my indirect mentors. I liked what they're doing. I looked at it, but I made it my own. But then I actually worked with a direct mentor, Dave Meltzer, who I know you know as well. He's become one of my best friends in the world. We have a weekly show called The Paradigm Shift, which has got greenlit for Apple TV.
I'm going to see him next week.
Give him a big hug for me.
I will.
Yeah, love him. And he's helped me out. Look, he's a lot older than me, but he's got about 17, 18 years on me. And he has more life experience than me. And when I started CLS, I had to put my ego aside. It's something I needed to do better of. And right. Just realize that I don't know what I don't know. This is a whole new arena to me. Right. And so Dave helped me a lot. And look, for anyone listening, you got to find mentors. It's the cheat code to accelerate your growth, because we don't have all the answers and there's not enough time to try everything yourself. So I surrounded myself with Dave, those guys like Ed, John, and so forth. But the message here is you got to find mentorship. It's something that I really had to challenge myself to do, but it made all the difference in the world.
I'm glad that I asked you that question. It wasn't a question I had on my list of questions to ask you, but I know that you really believe in mentorship. And I think a lot of people don't realize that their ego might be keeping them away from engaging with a mentor, hiring a mentor, working with one, because the amount of the right mentor for you will give you so much education. That doesn't mean that you're mimicking priceless. Them. It is priceless. It's you're not mimicking them. You're taking away what you learn and then making it yours.
Exactly.
And Dave Meltzer's wisdom is like, it's like he's 100 years old. Right? Right? Because he's so freaking wise.
I don't disagree. Yeah.
Right?
And he's been through a lot of stuff, right? Which makes him relatable, seasoned, and so forth. Look, mentorship is the key. It's the growth accelerator. And for anybody listening out there that hasn't really stepped into that capacity yet, if you really want to like expedite your results and impact here on this short time that is this human experience, find people that are not necessarily better than you, but a little bit further ahead.
Well, it's like playing tennis, right? Playing golf. You started running marathons. Did you find a coach? Just it's like finding a coach. How do I run a marathon? Like, you know, I love that story. Can you share that? Why you started running marathons?
VMI Sports is the premier and fastest growing brand in sports nutrition, bar none. Their products help me clang and bang in the gym and facilitate consistently faster PRs, marathon after marathon, no big deal. A few products that I personally want to brag about are as follows. The KXR pre-workout, full dose of beta-alanine for strength and endurance, and has ingredients for cognition and focus, having me sharp as a tack. I also want to mention their Protolite protein, consisting of 100% whey isolate, which is easily digestible and facilitates hydration, and my personal favorite, has the best flavors in the market, such as vanilla cake batter and cinnamon crunch. If you want to combine feeling and looking like $1 billion in all facets of life and during your workouts, go to VMIsports.com, use code CLS, and thank me later. I only partner with the best. You dig?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if I found running or running found me. I'm very spiritual these days.
Oh, I love that.
And I believe in a lot of divine intervention. But in that dark time, I just found running and I would just became obsessed with it, as I do most things. And I have an addictive personality in a good way. And I just was so fascinated by the first couple runs that really humbled me and then made me think, am I really physically tired or is it my perception of effort? And I realized, wait a minute, I could put one foot in front of the other and run a little longer. And the next thing you know, I'm running 4 marathons that year. And I just think it's such, I think running the sport is so pure, natural, and beautiful. I'm romantic about it. I think that if anybody is physically able to put one foot in front of the other, you can run far. It's the voice in your head. It's the ego. It's the devil, whatever you believe in, that we have to create systems to block out that interference. And I just love the correlation between running and life.
I've never run. I stopped rowing crew because I had to run. I went to school in Boston. So I had to run I went to Simmons College up the street from Kenmore Square, and we had to run to the Harvard Boathouse. That's where we rowed.
Yeah.
And I stopped rowing because I hated the running so much. So
rowing sounds like a cool sport.
It was really cool. It was really fun, but we had to run there. That was our warm up. And I'm like, I was like, you're right, right. Exactly. But so then what happens is, let's just talk about this hit and run accident you had just a couple of months ago. What happened and how are you?
Yeah. It's funny. A year ago, I was at a speaking engagement with Dave and some other people, and I got injured playing football on the beach with the boys, and it was misdiagnosed as sprained ligament. There ended up being a tumor in my foot. I got surgery, crutches, stitches, came back benign, thank God. And I still ended up running the New York City Marathon to inspire my dad, raised some money for cancer. A couple months later, with no physical training, ran the fastest I ever ran. This year, it seems
amazing.
Like,
congratulations.
Thank you. It seems like something always happens right before a marathon. But let's change that perspective. I was crossing the street like I always do on August 12th. And I looked to the right on 37th between first and second, and it's a side street, shouldn't be that busy. There's a blue car coming right at me, speeding. I can't even believe it. By the time I see it, it's probably like, I would say 6 feet away, maybe less. And I just said to myself in that split second, I ain't getting out of this. But how do we minimize the damage? So I planted my feet and I put my forearm out, because my thought process was, if this thing destroys my arm, I could recover potentially. But if I flip over this car and land on my head, maybe not. Right. So it hits me right in the arm. I spin around and it grazes my hip, takes off, two red lights, gone. I was really shaken up, more mentally than physically. Physically, I can't even believe it, not a coincidence. Physically, relatively unscathed. I'm fine.
You knew it. You knew it. You knew it. Even as you saw that car coming, you knew it.
You, I what? Believe you knew,
that you were going to walk away unscathed.
I wasn't scared.
No. I could tell that. And I don't even know you until today, but I could tell that about you.
No one's ever pinpointed that like you just did. I really wasn't scared. I was more playing like, how do we be proactive?
Right.
Yeah. But emotionally, I was shaken up a little bit. I ended up finally getting the footage. And look, this is like a topic for a whole different conversation, but New York City is a war zone right now.
It is.
You know, the NYPD was basically like, even if this guy came in and confessed, he'd probably go to court, get a ticket. It's just, there's no consequence these days in this place. I'm like, that's sad to hear. It gave me a little bit of closure. It is what it is. I know what happened for me, not to me. And I'm moving forward. It is what it is, you know, but I don't believe in coincidences. I feel very blessed, but certainly a crazy situation. The lesson that I got from it is, look, I wasn't one of those cats that was like in a dead end job and, you know, miserable where I needed a new lease on life. I'm already exhilarated at this season of my life. I'm on fire for life. what it did do is help me be even more mindful, present in this conversation right now with you. I don't care about my meeting at 12. I don't care what happened before. I'm just me and you right now. I just want to be as mindful and present in every single encounter. Definitely shook me up. But I know what happened for me, not to me.
I say that a lot to people that I love all the time. And I, of course, my dog is going to bark during this. And she's not a little shih tzu either. So I apologize. She doesn't normally come in here with me. So it happens for you, not to you, because we could either have the victim mentality.
Right.
Or I look at things and you do too. Why is this happening for me? Universe, explain to me why this is happening. And for people who cannot grasp their head around that mentality, excuse me for one second. I'm going to just pause this.
Sure. You have a great thought.
Okay. Here we are. We're back. We are back. So how do you help people wrap their head around that mentality? Because I'm sure that's part of the CLS experience. How do they wrap their head? People come to you that are feeling maybe a little broken, maybe a little scared, maybe unsure about what the next step is, but they know they're not fulfilled. They're not joyful. I use the word joyful a lot because I joyful, fulfilled. But when somebody just doesn't get it, they see somebody, they hear somebody like you, and they're like, I want to be like that guy. How is he so positive? How could I wrap my head around this and change my mindset? How do you help people like that?
I think that extreme ownership and accountability is massive. Because when you live your life with extreme ownership, you're never a victim, right? Like, even when like my team, because we're hiring and scaling and we're growing fast now. And like, if my employee does something or didn't get the result or makes an error, I don't blame them. I say, how can I have communicated more effectively so that she could have done her task better, right? And like, I just, in every single situation, I assume ownership and accountability that it's always up to me. And when you have that mindset, you're never a victim, right? Because you're never having a pity party, you're never feeling sorry for yourself.
Say that again for me. I love that.
You're never a victim. You're never feeling sorry for yourself as long as you assume ownership and accountability. For example, when I had the tumor in my foot, I was shaken up. Nobody likes to hear that word. Or even when I got hit by the car, I said, I don't know exactly why this is happening right now, but I'm excited to find out. I know that there's going to be a big lesson that's going to propel and protect me even further along. Whereas the old Craig of 3 years ago would have certainly had a pity party. Why me?
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh, organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig.
Right now, it's more like, try me. And it's just a mindset shift. And when you choose, and I want to be clear with that, it's a choice to live life like that. You're no longer ever a victim. You're always taking ownership and accountability. And that's just a more powerful place to operate from, in my personal opinion.
How did you get there though? What kind of work did you do on yourself?
All the work, every single day, staying mentally fit, feeding myself, reading books, listening to podcasts, sharpening the axe, speaking to people. I'm always working myself each and every single day. So it's just, I just chose to reinvent myself in this world. And part of the new DNA that I was going to reinvent myself with was accountability and ownership. And trust me when I tell you, for the audience listening, that's like, that sounds great, but these are my circumstances. This actually did happen to me. That's a choice. That's a perspective. And that's your choice to see it that way.
I completely, completely agree with you. Let's talk about your fitness routine. You show on your social media platforms, you working out, and you and I share a love of fitness. I've been doing it, been working out for 40 years because I'm that old. And I talk about how it's more mental than it is physical, that the outside of our bodies are a reflection of the work that we've done inside of our head. Ooh. And so much of what we need to get through life and stay determined and not feel victimized and understanding why things are happening for us has to do with that physical and mental balance. So what have you always worked out? What do you get out of it? Is it a place where you just go clear your head, or what goes through your head when you are working out, and how do you stay motivated to keep going every day or every other day?
So it's a great question. I'm so glad that we touched upon this. And I guess it was only a matter of time between our personalities. So much synergy here, by the way. I love this.
Me too.
In regards,
I knew this was going to happen. This is why I was determined to get you on this show.
You were. And I
like, I'm not taking no for an answer from you.
You were relentless. And I want to acknowledge
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that.
No, I love that trait. In regards to working out, I started working out when I was in high school. I lifted weights probably for about, I would say, 15 years. That was my thing. Go to the gym. I used to be 20, 30 pounds heavier. More of a meathead. Right. Nothing like competition or anything like that. I just like to lift weights and look muscular. And it was probably for validation, if I'm being honest. I wanted to look good, right? And now, boy, have things changed as I reinvented myself in this world. Working out for me is solely a metaphor and for my mental aspect, right? So like for me, every day when I wake up, I bang out a workout, really 7 days a week. It's a non-negotiable, but it's not, I'm not one of those cats that's like, oh, I know I want to go to the gym. Sometimes I have to force myself. I genuinely love to work out every single day. It's one of my happy places. I love it. 5 days a week I'm running because I'm training for these marathons, which takes a lot in terms of training. And the other days I'll go upstairs to my gym and work out and clang and bang a little bit. But I love them. Running for me is a moving meditation and lifting weights in the gym. Although it was once a priority, now it's more like to maintain. I just love it. And I think like for me, I get it done one of the first things in the morning. I'm done by 8 a.m. before most people, I like to say, accomplishing a whole day. And it's like, I've already done all these things. I have such an edge. I have momentum. It's a competitive advantage, right? So I think working out is so good for so many reasons. Number one, you're already ahead of the curve. You've done something productive. You look good. That certainly doesn't hurt. Let's be honest, because look good, feel good.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, like for your heart, right? You want to stay healthy. And just for the mindset, the mental stimulation of it. I mean, I can go on all day on why it's so good for me, but I'll land the plane with this. Whereas it used to be for validation to look good. Now that's just a bonus. It's just a part of my life. It's a lifestyle.
It's a
non-negotiable. I'm working out each and every single day that I can. And I genuinely love it. It's a treat, if I'm being honest. And like, look, if you have the ability to work out, like if you should be so fortunate enough, I think you should. And it doesn't have to be the same for everyone. I love running. You don't like running, right? Some other people like lifting weights. Some like CrossFit or soul cycling. Yes. Find your thing, whatever it is. But make it part of your routine. It's just good for you.
And don't think about it. Just do it. You know, Mel Robbins talks about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And I use that a lot because sometimes I do go to the gym because I just sold my studio. So now I'm working out at a regular gym. And you know, sometimes I'm like, I could be doing this or I could be doing that. And as soon as I walk into that gym, everything shifts. Everything shifts. Don't talk to me. Let me, because it is my form of meditation. I put on my music. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I just bang it out. And because I'm getting ready to do a show in the spring, I'm working out a little bit harder right now than I normally would. But I think it's important for the listeners to understand that it's not, lifting weights doesn't have to be your thing just right, because you and I enjoy that. It is just a form of movement that becomes your meditation. So you don't have to copy what somebody else who's successful at that is doing. It's just find you. It's like when you started your business, you weren't going to be like Tony Robbins. You looked up to him. And my lad, Dave Meltzer, you were going to be Craig.
That's right.
You were going to be Craig, and it was going to be your most authentic vision of you helping other people. And this feeling of, and I, the fitness part, the mental part of being fit is that you do have that little bit of edge. You do have that competition with yourself that is so important. It's not maybe our younger selves. It was, hey, I want to look better than Jimmy over there. I want the girls to think that I have big muscles or whatever it was for the reason you wanted to feel better about yourself. But now it gives you that mental edge. And for me, I didn't know that I was mentally competitive until I started competing in fitness shows. And I thought, oh, damn, I'm really competitive, not with other people, but with myself. And I think that's what makes you also successful and can help other people.
Yeah, I love that. And also, I want to acknowledge you. And this could be controversial, I don't know, but I think it's important to say, you have something in the calendar right now that you're training for, a competition. I think everybody, if they don't already, should consider putting something in the calendar that, for lack of better words, scares the shit out of you. However, forces you to level up in all areas of life. Nutrition, discipline, structure, working out, maybe getting more rest, maybe cutting down on the booze, whatever the case may be. There's a million good reasons as to why having a big goal in the calendar helps you level up in your life. For me, it's marathons, it's competitions. For anybody, it could be maybe lose 15 pounds for your wedding, whatever the case may be. It's just good for you to have a target that you're striving for 100%. Yup, that's correct. Billionaire Mark Cuban is motivating entrepreneurs daily with his Three Commas line of apparel, accessories, and coffee. Three Commas has the softest suede crew tees, a great line of accessories, and the best direct trade Colombian coffee. Join the Three Commas Club on Instagram at Three Commas or visit their website, threecommas.com, to learn more. Thank me later, you dig?
Do people look at you as if you're crazy sometimes, like Craig, why don't you just stop? Why don't you slow down? Hey, dude, you've made a lot of money. You've have all these celebrities on your show. You're helping so many people. Why can't you slow down? I get that question asked a lot. Like, so you're going to retire, Jody? Like, hell no, I'm not going to retire. You know, I competed in Latin dancing last year for 6 months, and I said I'm not going to stop until I win, and I did. And now I'm back to competing for a fitness show. But when people say that to you, what is your answer when they say, why don't you just slow down, dude?
Like, to be honest with you, I don't even really hear that because I'm not available for it.
And you're not surrounding yourself with people who are going to give you that energy. Yes.
Available for people like you, right?
I like that.
Lifting, that are elevated, high frequency, high vibe. So I don't hear it, but if they are chatting about it, look, to each their own. I'm going 100 miles an hour between now and the last day of this human experience. I spent a good amount of time not fulfilled, right? And not happy, if I'm being honest.
Now you're really happy. You're just newly engaged, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I just want to make every second count for so many reasons. But number one, like, I'm having fun. And also, I'm obsessed with growth, right? Like, I ran the Chicago Marathon last week. I had a PR, which is the fastest I ever ran. And I was disappointed because I know it was a miss. I had been training really hard and I know I could have done better. And people are like, why don't you like be, I'm very thankful and grateful for that time.
Right.
But I know I could be better and I want to be better. Right. And I'm obsessed with growth and I think it's a great obsession. So for anyone out there that doesn't vibe with the fact that I'm not slowing down, maybe I'm not for you.
You're not for them, right?
They can get off the train. That's okay.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Do you ever have a day where you're not driven? I mean, you've got to be somewhat normal, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be. And what do you do to get yourself out of that hour or two funk? Or maybe it's a day.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Good question. So of course I do. I'm human.
Right.
As far as I know. And you know, back in the day, those might have been weeks. Even maybe a year or two ago, that might have been days. Now I try to minimize them to just moments. And the best way I know how to snap out of those, if they do come, is to, number one, be super grateful for something at the moment, because you can't be pretty miserable and grateful at the same time. And then number two, what I like to do is I like to stack magical moments. And what I mean by that is, I'm not worried about what's going to happen later in the day or what happened yesterday. If I just bring my A game and give everything I got to this one activity, like this conversation right now, it's like a portal to expansion, being super mindful, right? Like, I'm not big in meditating. But one thing I do know is the more mindful I am and present, it becomes a portal to expansion. So like, the only thing I'm thinking about in the world right now is you and this conversation and how we can deliver best for your audience. And if I was having a bad day before this, it's gone, because I'm just so mindful and present with you. And then all of a sudden, it's like we have momentum. Now I can't wait for the next activity. And so I guess my best advice would be, for anyone listening, is just do the best that you can with your next task. I don't care if it's brushing your teeth. Do the best that you can. Get a little momentum. Forget about what's happening later or what happened before, and just be present and mindful. And all of a sudden, it brings you to that moment and it gives you momentum and helps me snap out of a funk.
How do you help people who struggle with that? I'm not a big meditator either.
Yeah.
I find the meditating again.
When's your birthday, Jody?
I'm a Capricorn, 12/27. What about you?
April 27th.
Oh, so you're a Taurus.
Correct.
Yes. I'm married to a Taurus and I was married to a Virgo. So I like earth signs. Cool. They keep me grounded. Otherwise I'd be up here flying in the sky.
I understand.
Yeah, like if there's an air sign that's going to fly by me, ooh, I'm going to go like that. But I know that deep down, like, yes. And I'm like triple Earth. I'm like triple Capricorn. I don't have something to do with.
We'll save that for the sequel.
Yes, yes. So for people that can't get their head around getting out of that, how does the CLS experience help them? Tell me exactly what your mission is, CLS.
I want everybody to understand that reinvention is ready when they are. And what I mean by that is this. Yes, I completely reinvented my career, but most importantly, I reinvented my identity, how I was showing up in the world. And when I did that, everything opened up. My career, a career to die for, a fiance, you name it, like blessings galore. And great opportunities. And so wherever you are right now in your life, if you're not where you thought you'd be or where you want to be, forgive yourself. And all that matters is what you do next. And if you're committed to reinventing yourself, which might just mean you know that you're here for more, everything can change in an instant. And trust me, a lot can happen in a short time once you buy in. Where you're at is not a life sentence. You can reinvent yourself at any time. And I think right now it could change, but right now that's the biggest core message of CLS is reinvention.
I am a huge proponent of reinvention. I'm going through it right now, as you know, I'm not training clients anymore. So it's not really, you know, retirement, it's reinvention. So it's a beautiful time at any time in your life. It's never too late. And so many women in particular that I work with feel that, oh, I'm in my 60s, it's too late. That's what I'm here for, you know? And if you can help more people realize that reinvention is right there, right in front of them, they just have to let go of the fear. I know I'm really simplifying it, but that's a part of it, right?
100%. I love the way you simplify that. Make it like, you know, practical. Let go of the fear. And also, like, if you're being held back, that's your ego telling you that you're not here for more, right? That you should play small. That's nonsense. You're here to play big. And just remember, every time that you show up as your highest self, you're encouraging other people to do the same, right? The biggest ROI, return on investment, is that somebody's going to breathe different oxygen because you and I showed up and had this conversation. They'll come back to you and say, Jody, I heard your conversation with Craig. You really shifted my perspective. I started to think differently. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. You know, that's my goal with everything that I do too. And that's why I knew we would really vibe. So what do you do for fun?
This. I know that's not the best answer, but like,
I get it.
It's funny because these are my dinner conversations. I love growth. I love this stuff. I run marathons for fun. I'm obsessed with that stuff. I love to hang out with my fiance, my family. You know, we're planning a wedding. I love to laugh. My guilty pleasures are I love movies. You know, I love to watch a good movie. I love professional wrestling, which surprised people. It's kind of funny.
I heard that you like that. Yeah. What's that all about?
I just grew up with it. I always loved the larger than life figures. Now I've become really good friends with a lot of them. Some of them have been on the podcast. My soul is lit. This is what I do for fun, but it's also a career.
Me too. I love doing this. And this to me just fills me up so much because I want to help people with people like you live that fearlessly authentic life. Because for me, I was scared of being my authentic self for so long. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And every time I think about, well, maybe I'll change the name of the show, I'm like, no, I like it. I really like it. And I think that overcoming those fears opens up a whole world for you, because when you step over it or you embrace it, then you're on your way to living your truest life. And there was something I wanted to ask you about, something you said a few minutes ago, and I meant to ask you that. Do you believe that what you're doing right now, not just our conversation, but what somebody is doing right now is where they're supposed to be to experience what they're feeling right now to possibly move to the next level?
I think you have to be proactive in life, right? Okay. Like you have to put yourself in situations. You know, for me, the pandemic really provided an opportunity. And let me be 100% vulnerable and authentic with you right now. If it had not been for the lockdown/pandemic, I don't know if CLS would have been born, because I wasn't taking the time necessary to reassess, to ask myself the tough questions, like, am I really happy? Again, I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happened for me. So I think you can't just sit around and say, oh, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. You have to take some sort of aligned action, go to an event, listen to a podcast, surround yourself with people that are a little bit further ahead, figure something out, grab a journal, right? Get some clarity, ask yourself what your passions are. You got to do something. You can't just sit still. But also there's a thing to be said about working in the feminine energy, right? And then allowing, it's not always grind, do. Sometimes it's just be and allow.
I love that you brought in feminine energy.
Hell yeah. Something I've really worked on.
And I've worked on it too, because I've always gone forward with masculine energy.
Same.
And well, you're a man. So for me, having a business, competing, being a single mom, it was like first being a firstborn. It was all of these, you know, trying to please everybody, but also that lot of masculine energy that I have to pull myself back, which is probably why I did the Latin dancing, is to embrace more feminine energy.
Yep. And also the only thing real quick, that's like, what does that mean? The best way for me to simplify it is the masculine energy is the grind, do, where the feminine energy is more be and allow. And they work hand in hand. And if you can find that unbelievable balance of the two, that's when the real magic happens. And I was always a doer and a grinder. But I've really started to understand, allow, and be to manifest. And it's really made a big difference.
I want this conversation to go on and on, but I have one last question for you. We'll do more. What does it mean for you to live and be fearlessly authentic?
Fulfill your assignment on why you're here to make the biggest impact possible as your truest, authentic, realist self. Show the world who you are, and the right people will gravitate towards you and the wrong people will gravitate away from you. And that's okay. Just make sure that you're 100% yourself, because your gifts are what make you special, what make you stand out. And that's what the world needs.
Thank you. I love that. Thank you. Yeah. Craig, it has been such a pleasure to have you on Fearlessly Authentic. How can people reach you?
Come say hello on Instagram or all the social platforms at Craig_CLS. You can check out our website, cultivatelastingsymphony.com, how to join the community and work with us and so forth. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, the CLS experience, And if you love daily inspiration and strategies, you could join our texting community. Text the word Jody, so I know you found us here, to 917-634-3796.
Wow, so many ways to reach you. I love that. Thank you so much. And maybe next time I'm in New York, I could come and see you.
I would love that. Consider it done.
Yes, thank you. Craig Siegel, thank you so much for being on Fearlessly Authentic. Until next week, everybody, go and live your most fearlessly authentic life. Thank you for joining us. Bye, everybody.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.